The corpse flower takes up to 10 years to bloom, and then blooms for just a day or two. When it does, it smells awful. A corpse flower bloomed this weekend at the New York Botanical Garden. WSHU's Davis Donovan was there.
An ugly, pulpy yellow stalk juts out from pink and green leaves. A line of onlookers wait for their chance to get a whiff. Jessica Godburn came from Connecticut with her son Jonah to see the corpse flower.
It is not quite as smelly as I had expected, but it is still a spectacle.
For Jonah, it's all about the odor.
I wanted to smell it.
What's it smell like?
Like throw up.
Jessica found out the flower was blooming through a live-streamed webcam. Mark Hachadorian is a curator at the Botanical Garden.
It does create a bit of a sensation. People follow it on social media and the webcam, trying to get here at the peak moment to not only enjoy the quality of the bloom, but also that terrible fragrance.
The New York Botanical Garden got a batch of corpse flower seedlings in 2007. This is the third to bloom in the last 3 years. Hachadorian says it's hard to predict when the next might come.
Like all children, everyone's a little bit different, has a different personality, so to speak.
But what about that smell? Hachadorian says the corpse flower does that on purpose.
It actually chemically has a fragrance that is identical to things in rotting fish, feces, Limburger cheese.
The smell attracts beetles and flies, which pollinate the flower. Attracting curious onlookers? That's just a convenient side benefit. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.